Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue, and today, January 10th, 2016, we're preparing for the 260th birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. His birthday is January 27th. He was born in 1756 in Salzburg, Austria. While he only lived until he was 35 years old, he managed to compose more than 600 works, including 41 symphonies, 27 piano concertos, 16 operas, various masses, sacred works, and lots more. Well, today, in honor of Mozart's 260th birthday, we'll feature music composed by Mozart. There's a story that Mozart was with composer Joseph Haydn one day, and Mozart was taunting Haydn, saying that he, Haydn, would not be able to play a piece that Mozart had just written. So Haydn sat down at the harpsichord and began to play from the manuscript, but then he stopped abruptly. There was a note in the center of the keyboard he just could not reach. His left hand was down at the low bass part of the keyboard. His right hand was in the upper treble section. Haydn exclaimed, "Nobody can play this with only two hands." "I can," Mozart said. He sat down and began to play. When he reached that note, he bent over and struck the note with his nose. Haydn conceded, "Well, with a nose like yours, it becomes easier." To start our show, we're going back to 1791 to an organ piece Mozart composed entitled Fantasia in F minor for a mechanical organ. Our organist is Susan Moser. She's playing a two-manual 1998 pipe organ at St. Vincent de Paul Roman Catholic Church in Omaha, Nebraska. The organ was built in 1998 by the Obedient Pipe Organ Company, features two manuals, three divisions, 28 stops, and 24 registers.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Today we're celebrating the 260th birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. One of Mozart's many talents included the ability to play music down to the last detail after hearing it only once. During Easter week in 1770, 14-year-old Wolfgang and his father attended Easter services at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. The Sistine Chapel Choir was singing a beautiful piece, Miserere, composed by Gregorio Allegri. The Vatican authorities were very strict and would not permit transcriptions of such a work, but later that night, Mozart sat down and wrote down the entire piece note for note from memory after hearing it only one time. In 1773, Mozart was staying in Milan during the production of his opera Lucio Silla. He composed the Exultate Jubilate for that opera. Mozart admired the singing and talents of Venanzio Rossini, who was singing in the opera, and he composed a piece for him for that opera. Now these days, the part is normally sung by a female soprano. For this rendition, soprano Gretchen N. Brushoff will sing along with Mark A. Rumley at the keyboard of a 1980 Cassavant pipe organ at Elon Community UCC Church in Elon, North Carolina. This is the Allegro from Mozart's Exultate Jubilate. You're listening to At the Organ. Today we're playing music composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, whose 260th birthday is coming up on January 27th. Mozart was always very busy composing music and performing. There were stories that even his barber would find it difficult to dress his hair because whenever an idea would occur to Mozart, he would just run right over to a clavier and start writing it down. The barber had to run after him every time. Mozart's Adagio and Fugue in C minor was originally written by Mozart for strings. It was a piece that he had written earlier for two pianos. The piano piece was written in 1783. The string version came in 1788. Organist Cherry Rhodes is playing this selection on the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ, built in 2007 by Dobbs and Pybergen Builders, and is located at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. In 1966, organist Carl Weinrich recorded an album called Mozart, the 17 Church Sonatas. Mozart composed these sonatas from 1772 to 1780. Weinrich played these on a Holtkamp pipe organ at the General Theological Seminary Chapel of the Good Shepherd on 9th Avenue in New York City. Walter Holtkamp built the organ, Opus 1712, in 1958, and the Holtkamp Company refurbished it in 1996. It features three manuals, 42 stops, and 51 ranks. Weinrich will play Sonata No. 1 for organ and orchestra in E-flat, and is joined by the Fiedler Sinfonietta. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.